from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
This one is going to feel like a little bit of a gut punch. The Boston Celtics majority ownership group, led by Wick Grosbeck, is planning to make the franchise available for sale.
It's that time.
Gresh and Fourier, right now on WEEI.
I'll be the first one to say that I don't think in the moment when we got that news yesterday, Fourier, I don't think not only were we not prepared for it, but now that you've had some time to kind of stop and think about it a little bit,
oh, man.
I'm sure people had moments of clarity yesterday when it came to the future of our Boston Celtics.
I mean, like, I don't know if it was a moment of clarity. Because I do feel like fans, especially a guy like Wick, right, who does everything they want him to do, that says all the right things, is in the community. You know, you hear him, you see him, right? He's active. He's not the Jacobs. He's not like John Henry. He's more like Kraft. Like, people like him.
Yeah.
He's got a really cool, like, tequila brand that everybody, that he's with a bunch of cool partners.
He's present. He's accounted for.
Yeah. He's courtside. Yeah. You see him all the time. He's constantly talking. Like, he's emotionally and financially invested in this team. And I do think most people are probably feel like there's some, that he belongs to them. And, you know, and if this was a crappy, if they had a crappy last 10 years, no one would be freaking out. No one would be nervous. No one would even care. They'd be like, okay, good. We need new ownership. But since it's Wick and he means so much to the city, I think a lot of people are probably a little nervous.
Well, I think it is the, oh, wow, they're selling. And then it goes down to the, well, what does that really mean? And you got three nuggets of info yesterday from the Celtics. One on Derek White's extension, very expected. Then there was Jason Tatum's extension, which was expected, but I didn't expect it to follow up the news of Wick Grosbeck wanting to basically sell his majority interest in the organization. That's where it was, you know, kudos to them. It was a news dump, but it wasn't as obvious a news dump as, hey, the Red Sox are raising ticket prices the day before the 4th of July. Boom, and then you get that out there.
Why did you think they did it in that order? In that particular order, because they've known about this, the extension, the new contract for Tatum was kind of, they knew this was going to happen, just a matter of time. Derek White, they weren't going to let him go, even though they tried to sign him before the season even started. And then, obviously, the whole selling of the team has been in the works for a while. But then they decided to release all this stuff in, call it, a 3 hour window, 3-4 hour window?
Oh, from 10 to 2 yesterday, it all broke.
Why Derek White first, selling the team, then Tatum?
Because Tatum is the big ticket item, but it's the item that you want other potential owners to know. He's here. The stud is here. He ain't going anywhere. I think with Derek White, it was maybe more a matter of procedure than anything else. This was the time to be able to get the extension done, especially at the numbers with which Derek White kind of negotiated at in terms of the price point. But I really think it is, hey, Jason Tatum is here. Whomever takes over this organization, you know you're going to have your two superstar players. What do you do with it after that? Hey, my hands are off the wheel. But just like you talked about Wick Grosbeck as an owner, a local guy, people see him out and about. You know, there's the sense of I can reach out and touch him. I can say hi to the guy. He's going to acknowledge me. He's not going to, you know, sit up in his ivory tower box shivering that he's got to talk to another human being like at least one other owner in town. But it's the signal of this is a championship organization. It's a healthy organization. The players are going to be here. And let me open the doors to those of you who want to walk in and give me somewhere between $2.5 and $3.5 billion for this asset that is healthy and set up for you and ready to go.
Yeah, so the order I thought was curious to me just based on, Tatum was the soften the blow guy. He was a soften the blow. Because I think people initially probably were like, what does this mean? What does this mean? What's going to happen with the team? And, oh, by the way, let me soften the blow. Here's Jason Tatum, all his money, all his expertise, his skill. I gave you Jaylen Brown last year, and I've re-signed everybody. But Tatum was the real important one.
Tatum was also the one that it also signifies to the outside world. If there is going to be a big open bidding process, and I know we'll get to that, that the stud is here. The stud's here. Here's your fixed cost on this player. I think that's the other thing, too, is because you and I have to try to today blend sort of a business discussion with a sports discussion, right? Because we can't ignore all of the money that has to be paid out, the tax bill that is coming. You know, we're talking about a multi-billion dollar transaction, and that's just for the Grosbeck's piece of the organization. You know, it's not like somebody is coming in and buying everybody out where you're looking at $5-5.5 billion. This, as we know it, is just for Wick and Irving Grosbeck's portion of the Celtics.
Yeah, and then so that was the first thing. The other question I had after we kind of finished was, why? Like, what's the real reason why? Like, what's the real reason? Not the, the estate planning, family matters, blah, blah, blah. Like, what's the real? Because I can just say this, and I don't know if just the cynic in me questions it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, and it's even a big tax bill.
But greed is a good answer. Like, making money, being successful, cashing out is more than fine with me if that's your real reason. Hey, I made an investment. I had like a 14,000% increase. I don't know whatever the number is, 1,400, whatever.
Basically, Wick, if we go by some of the stuff that we've heard, the purchase price was $360. If, as believed, that the Grosbecks put in somewhere between $200 and $220 million of that money, and you're looking at the franchise valued at $5 billion, yeah, you're probably in that 15,000% neighborhood of growth, which is insane.
Which is fine. It's fine, but I feel like, at least my opinion is that part, that Wick part, doesn't want greed to be the reason why, right? Because of everything that he said, I don't think he wants the fans to think that, well, listen, I just used you. I made a bunch of money and I'm gone, right? I'm taking my money and I'm leaving. I'm going to go do something else. I don't think he wants the fans to think that way. And if I really love the team, and I know like whole, estate planning and all that stuff is challenging.
Which is very real, yeah. Okay,
but you have a lot of expensive attorneys that you pay to do it. You sit back, you put your feet up on the desk. I want to own the Celtics. I think the real reason why is that they made a really smart investment. It paid massive, massive dividends, more than they could ever imagine. and this is the perfect time to get out. And I think that's acceptable, Gresh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I I'm curious as to where fans are at 617-779-7937. And I kind of wrote it down as, how do you feel today about all of this? Because I do think there will be people who will be upset. I think there were people who will be sad because Wick's been a really good owner. There's very little to quibble about with Wick Grosbeck. I'm sure some of the words that he has said is going to come back to kind of bite him in the ass now that he has put the for sale sign up on his portion of the Celtics. But I just think about it this way. Has the guy failed us as fans? Has Wick Grosbeck failed us? No. Has he failed himself? Maybe if he stays in this and all of a sudden it's, oh, here's your $270 million tax bill. Pull that money out of your waz. That's where it might have been like, maybe this is a losing proposition for me because this number is going to be too onerous. It's going to be too big. And I do think what Wick doesn't want is, I built a winner, but I don't want to be the guy that had to tear it down. Because we all see the warning signs, do we not? That's why talking about a dynasty was way premature. You have to have somebody with the long bread that is willing to write a check that admittedly is stupid from a business standpoint. Paying the tax is, from just a pure math standpoint and an ownership standpoint, most people will look at it and go, that's stupid. I would never do that. I would never get involved in a business that would let me do that. Yet, Wick has remained emotionally connected to winning even after getting one. And as a fan, I think that's really all I can pretty much ask for from an owner in this city.
Yeah, so let me go back to your point about getting out like before, like the dynasty is too early. I don't think it is. If you look at how a dynasty ends, you can look at the Patriots and their massively long run of 20-plus years. And if you really want to look at a real accurate comp, it's the Golden State Warriors who we've been talking about.
You know my thought on that.
They just got rid of Klay Thompson.
Yep.
They just did. It took them, I don't know how many years and how long that thing, they kept that thing together with their three main guys, Steph, Klay, and Draymond, if you want to call it their big three. It finally comes to an end yesterday when Klay Thompson was basically traded for 2 second-round picks to the Dallas Mavericks, even though he had a chance to play with the Lakers and other teams. He chose the Dallas Mavericks. It's over. And he was bitching and complaining about how they weren't paying him. It got ugly. It got uncomfortable. Even though the Golden State Warriors paid him 2 years, mm-hmm. for 2 years while he was hurt, they paid him. So I think I see. I don't think it's early. Like if, and that's the other question is why 4 years? You know, so to your point, like, oh, you got to get out while the getting's good. And, you know, this whole dynasty thing is too premature. Well, he's still going to be a part of it because he's going to be sticking around for the, I would say, the four most important years of this run. The most profitable.
I would say that if there is one thing in that statement that was put out by the Celtics yesterday, the part of Wick Grosbeck staying on as governor until 2028 or so, they probably missed a word in there. Would be willing to stay on as governor. Yeah. When the transaction is over with, there's going to have to be a little bit of the transition from one ownership to another that makes the league feel comfortable, which is why you see Mark Cuban still involved in Dallas, even though it is really, if you trace it all back, casino money that ended up buying that organization when it was all said and done. But you have the guy there to where the fans, Christian, or really others aren't like, gambling money bought that team. And then what you kind of, you're trying to separate sort of the gambling and the business, let's say. I think Wick is willing to stay on. I would bet dollars to donuts he ain't around in a couple of years.
I know, but
because it depends on who also buys it as well. I think that's a big part of it. If it's new blood coming into the NBA, then Wick needs to stick around. If this is an inside job, Steve Pagliuca doesn't need to get brought up to speed on anything, nor does Wick need to sort of loiter around as the governor or whatever they call it in the NBA.
And your gut would tell you that this is
my gut,
an inside job?
My gut, when Steve Pagliuca acknowledged the, you know, being a part of the bidding process, and I, believe it or not, I found one very simple piece of audio that can make the case that Pagliuca can pull this off. No problem. And he's already on the inside. So unless someone this is where some might be able to quibble with Wick at the end of this. Say Billy Lanny Enterprises, Billy Lanny Venture Capitalist comes in and they want to give Wick $3.5 billion. And the bid from, say, Pags and Crew, let's just call it $3.25 billion, right? Does Wick say, no, get the number up? Or does he say, no, this is the guy that I, with my controlling interest, choose to get this franchise? Therein lies the rub. Is it about the most amount of money, or does Wick Grosbeck, as a part of his lasting legacy, want to be the owner who, at least publicly to us fans, rubes, and plebes out here, would say, wow, it ended up going to Pagliuca. We know him. We trust him. He's been there. I feel good as a fan. Wick Grosbeck has the ability to get out of this as the biggest babyface sort of owner ever. If he hands it over to people we already know, what could we quibble with this guy? It would be almost a perfect ownership run in a way.
No, and there's so many different ways to kind of, you know, make him whole, right? Well, listen, we can't come up with the, call it $4 billion to sell, you know, to buy you out of your shares. We're going to give you $3 billion, and we're going to give you a salary, and we're going to give you this, and we're going to give you that.
We give you the no-show job, as they would say in The Sopranos.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's all that. There's different ways for them. There's a bonus package. If we do this, we can pay you. We can defer money. You'll get your money, and we'll also keep you on if you want, whatever. It's the same deal that Mark Cuban's doing. It's funny. Like, he's still around, but he's obviously not as involved because he doesn't yell, he doesn't scream, he doesn't carry on. You know, he sits like three rows behind the bench now.
Yep. So. Cuban, by the way, sold 73% of the franchise to Miriam Adelson for $3.5 billion in late 2023. And it says, despite selling his majority stake in the Mavs, Cuban remains very much involved with the franchise. So there is that number as well. Now, again, this is where the, you know, the VC and the money people kind of meet the basketball people. If last year you're looking at it and going, man, the Mavs, like 73% of the Mavs sold for this. What percent of the Celtics would sell for what?
Well, what share, what percentage does he own?
I think 60, but I'm not sure. It has never been, I don't think it's ever been really sort of put out there as to how it is all chopped up. Total guess on my part, here's all I know, it's 51 or higher.
Yeah.
So
it's all that matters.
Bingo. That's all the, right. It doesn't, right. Because, you got 62.45%. It's like, okay, whatever. Who cares? It's going to be a mammoth amount of money. It's really about the transition, who gets it. And folks are on the line wanting to talk about Wick. 617-779-7937. How do you feel about Wick and family selling their majority interest in the Celtics today? Are you happy? You're glad? You're mad? You're sad? However you want to look at it. We will get to it. We got one line available, so grab it right now. But now we turn to the dulcet tones of Billy Lanny with your first townie trending of the day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.